Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of May, 2018. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Privacy, privacy, privacy. Sure has been the most talked about word over the last few weeks, particularly when it came to Facebook. So it seems Apple right now is wanting to say, hey, look over here, we're doing our part. And how are they doing that? Well, apparently they are enforcing some of its privacy rules a little bit more on the stricter side for apps in the App Store. According to the folks over at 9to5Mac, Apple has started removing apps that share location data with third parties. Unless, of course, you gave it the okay, then that's a different story. But if it's just sitting there streaming out the data and you have no knowledge of it, well, Apple's not too happy about that. Yes, there's some new details in Apple's App Store review guidelines, stating that they want developers not only to be more clear in asking permission to collect users' location data, but to also be more clear about how and where they are using your data. So yeah, nice one, Apple. Thanks a lot. Can we know how you're using our data, though? Because I'm not really sure how that's working. Then again, you probably told us all, but we were probably just too excited and clicked on through it and said, yeah, accept, da-da-da-da, just so we could use our new iPhone. Get ready for Firefox 60. Really? There's been 60 of these things? Yeah, believe it or not, there has been 60 versions of Firefox. The newest version is going to have enterprise support, web authentication, and supposedly, if you're on Android, much faster page rendering. Now, the newest release, of course, builds on Fox Quantum, and just like anything that's all brand spanking new, they're calling it the biggest and best update since 2004. Other changes you're seeing in the new Firefox update, changes to the new tab page, pocket sponsored stories, not to mention a lot of speed improvements underneath the hood. So, if you're one of the half a billion people around the world using the browser, yes, this is according to what Firefox is saying, go get your update right now. And finally, well, we all know Google had their little conference and they talked about a whole lot of things, but this one is really freaky. Yes, Google unveiled their new AI sounds over at the Google I.O. conference yesterday, and the sound didn't sound like a computer at all. They actually gave a demonstration making a phone call to book a haircut. Thing is, though, it wasn't human making the phone call. It was all done by Google Assistant. In fact, the AI was so good, the person on the other end making the reservation for the hair appointment didn't even know they weren't talking to a human. Of course, I'm sure this is going to open up an even bigger can of worms with a whole bunch of debating going, oh my goodness gracious, it's the end of the human race. I still think we're quite a few years away from that, but judging by what I heard yesterday, we might be closer than I thought. If you happen to have a story no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That is where you find our podcasts, our blog, and reviews constantly being updated over there for your enjoyment. Check out our social media pages too, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning, of course, tomorrow for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.